Give you a headbutt over
some
the weekend?
French guy gave me a headbutt.
Down in Belden Place.
And he didn't get red carded. But I'm going to get him on Friday. Bastille Day is Friday. That's the next turn of the century event in this city. Yesterday, North Beach was unlike anything you have ever witnessed in your life.
No, they had 10,000 people in Dolores Park for that game, too.
That's right, for the Jumbotron. I was telling Will that apparently the German industry sponsored that huge screen that was out there, and it was absolutely... I saw more of my cab drivers than anybody else. Obviously, I'm tipping too low.
In Dolores Park.
Yes.
And but North Beach went crazy last night.
Totally. All day. No, starting from about 10:30 yesterday morning at Joe DiMaggio's. That new joint down there, and it went the whole day. Steps of Rome was just as good. It was just an incredible weekend. As a matter of fact, for some of those joints, they started the Saturday the night before. It wasn't like it was just Sunday.
Wow, the French and the Italians partying the night before? I'm shocked.
Well, it was an interesting weekend for the city. Worldwide, though, it was a challenging weekend. That Russian air crash was just absolutely horrible, and you've been talking about that in the news here on the quake. And then, of course, the Shiites and the Sunnis are at it again, trying to kill each other. The U.S. has changed its story with reference to North Korea and Iran. They both now want to talk. Bush is trying to reinvent himself. A softer, more gentle Bush.
And a Republican congressman told Bush, stop being so secretive. Tell us what's going on, for crumb's sake.
And that Republican happened to be head of the Intelligence Committee.
Well, those stories and more coming up this morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie from 7 until 10 o'clock. We are going to put a lid on this news hour for this morning. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News. The reinvention of Devil Slide on 960 The Quake.
The San Mateo County coast is suffering economically since April 2nd's closure of a five-mile stretch of Highway 1 south of Pacifica to Montara. This is the second time in little more than 10 years that the roadway has been closed for an extended period of time. The true question is, could all of this been prevented by expediting a tunnel or a bypass of the long-troubled Devil Slide? We will look at that and the current traffic problems, the loss of business and commerce. We will examine what Caltrans is doing to shore up Highway 1 and how long it's going to take to get that tunnel built to bypass Devil Slide. We will also look at why President Bush declared the area a disaster. And finally, we will look at what are some of the long-term solutions for Highway 1, Highway 92, and the growth plan for thousands of residents along the San Mateo County coast.
You can hear these Quake News Team reports at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. all this week. The entire series available online at quakeradio.com.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:03, John Scott. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealer. Discovery Bay is a real mess this morning. Both directions really a 4 at Discovery Bay Boulevard. This is just west of the Old River Bridge where the stop and go begins. Coming up to the intersection there, a big rig with an overturned trailer is off the road. Road blocked in both directions, we understand. The fuel leak, westbound traffic backed up for about 3 miles. And it looks like it'll be 3 hours until they'll get that all cleaned up. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to the end of the parking lot. No other major freeway problems around the Bay Area at the moment. BART's on time. The Toyota Avalon, a sleek sedan that combines what you need in a car with the bells and whistles you want in a car, like leather interior, laser cruise control, and an EPA estimated 31 miles per gallon on the highway. Avalon, where luxury meets fuel efficiency. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. We'll check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Today is Monday, July 10th, year 2006, and we're here. It's 7:04 in the morning, and it's a kind of a gray morning. The Bay Bridge is moving pretty good, at least from our vantage point, eyewitness traffic. You're joining it with me, Will Durst, and of course we have Willie Brown, who was a man about town, about county, about Bay Area all weekend.
I was very Italian for the whole weekend.
Were you?
Yes, I was. And of course, we won. Although
you and the rest of the Azzurri.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that I'm from a part of Italy that is not reasonably identifiable. Or easily identifiable, but it was still
Miniolini. I believe it's in southern Italy.
But it was an interesting weekend in San Francisco, to say the least. The celebrations surrounding the Italian soccer victory. I suspect that this has to be the world's most watched athletic event ever in the history of the globe.
Yeah, we actually watched it a little bit, too, here in America. First time, probably.
Well, I think it has become incredibly popular. One of the news organizations had it ahead of the Super Bowl for us in America, which is absolutely amazing. I didn't realize that many people like to watch guys run around in shorts for 2 hours, exhausting themselves and scoring only 1 point. I mean, what kind of deal is that? 2 hours later, you know, I'm ready to pay.
And after the second stoppage yes, time, the score remains nil, nil.
And then you solve the issue and show who's the champion by penalty kicks? Who ever heard of that nonsense?
They should just get, especially for the World Cup final, they should just keep playing until somebody scores. I don't care if it takes 4 hours. I don't care if they're all tired, if you've made all your substitutions. You just keep playing until somebody scores.
I liken it, as I said yesterday in North Beach, to insult one person. Are you kidding me? Being the devil's advocate of when I'm up there with that crowd. I said, are you kidding me? That would be like deciding the NBA finals with each side given 10 free throws, and whoever makes the most free throws wins the game. I said, that would be not a contest.
Or a bunting contest for baseball.
Yeah.
Well, you're tied after 9 innings. Who can bunt it closest to the third base bag?
That's right. Some other things. So it was that kind of a weekend. For those who are in the world of athletics, for those who are, and we have so many international people here in this city, and they all focused on soccer. It was, Dolores Park was a madhouse, absolutely a madhouse. If you'd been selling Italian T-shirts out there yesterday or a French T-shirt, you would have been on the edge of financial stability. No, stability.
For the year.
For the rest of the year. It was just that kind of a, and believe me.
That was pretty much an impromptu thing, the whole Dolores Park, the big screen there.
Spreading the word was impromptu, but I think there had to be somebody plan this thing with reference to the screen. And Paul, our producer, tells me that he thinks it may have been the German embassy. And obviously it was a commitment they made before they realized they were not in it.
which is, you know, part of the deal. But somebody followed through, and it was well done. I must also say that the public convenience places in this city really made themselves readily available to anybody. You could go to, I stopped by the Marriott, for an example, and that Julianne's place, that sports bar they got down there.
Oh, right, downstairs.
Unbelievable crowd. They had an incredible crowd. South Beach Cafe, an incredible crowd. You know, bus stop, obviously. You know, they obviously...
Oh, you went down to Union Street,
too? They released everybody from Napa. And they were all...
the fifth floor at Napa.
That's right. They all came to the bus stop. And then Perry's, they should have blocked the street wall. And then, of course, the Balboa, where the sophisticated watchers go. It was an interesting experience there because there were a group of people who obviously did not like soccer. They were literally forced to eat on the sidewalk. All the soccer watchers were inside, occupying every seat. Nobody's moving. And believe me, how many times do you have to go over to somebody and say, your coffee is already done. Why don't you leave? Your check is ready. Nobody left any place in this city yesterday, and nobody really
for
cared.
For 2 hours.
No. 10 o'clock last night, I'm telling you. These people were still doing their number.
They closed down Broadway?
Well, no, they didn't close it down. Columbus? They should have, but they did not. But it was Columbus where the action was, not Broadway. Steps of, you know, the Steps of Rome.
Steps of Rome.
And those three down the street, the coffee houses, all of those places, all the way down to DiMaggio's, which is right off of the park, just unbelievable. And they started like 10:30 in the morning. It wasn't like they started when the first kick started. It started at 10:30 in the morning. You had to get in space, and you had to get in place, and there was absolutely no place to park in this town, and apparently no cop was enforcing any of the rules about parking either. So it was an interesting day in life and times of this extraordinary city.
Were you down there last night, too?
I was down there last night. I finally left. I ate dinner last night, actually, at DiMaggio's. I finally went in there late and had some food. I finally left out of there probably about 9 or 9:30, and the streets had just begun, as it was getting a little cooler.
Yeah.
The streets had just beginning to... evidence any semblance of
normality.
Conduct. Yeah. And people double parking. Nobody really cared one way or another. There was some sadness, though, over the weekend because that Russian airliner crashed. And we have so many Russians living in the city, some of whom had some relatives that may or may not have been injured, and they were concerned about them, more than 120-odd people. And then it was an embarrassment to America over the weekend. It's just terrible to read about the GIs that have now been charged. And we may, if they are convicted... We may have, for the first time in maybe almost 50 years, an actual execution of a military personnel for crimes committed while serving in uniform, which would be terrible. And then debate goes on over the weekend with all the feds as they head back to Washington on the issues that Mr. Bush has been pushing for a long time and apparently concealing lots of information about. You opened earlier.
Yeah,
you talked to John
Hoekstra.
Scott. Yes, about the congressman, right. He's chair of the Intelligence Committee.
And he hasn't been privy to any of the intelligence.
Well, he wrote them a letter. Some whistleblower dropped a dime on the Bush administration.
On not one of the things that we've talked about before.
Not at all.
Not something that we know about. Not the NSA listening in on the phone conversations, getting the private room at the AT&T building over here. No, the private rooms all across the country where they're conducting little taps on whatever they want to tap on, if they want to tap on you. And we're not talking either about the SWIFT, the worldwide
financial
transaction thing that was released in the New York Times. This is something that we don't know about.
We don't know.
A major operation that the only reason this Hoekstra knows about is because, as you say, a whistleblower told him, and now he's pissed off at Bush. I forget the exact quote, but it's something, we are the Intelligence Committee. You got to tell us something here.
And then Lindsey Graham is, of course, leading the charge on how to respond to the courts, Supreme Court's verdict a few days ago. And that decision, the Supreme Court said, terrorist suspects must be treated with all of the rules and the protections afforded any other person, either in the normal civilian way or either in the military, uniform code of military justice. And that is just absolutely mind-boggling to half of the Republicans, half on one side wishing to give Mr. Bush total authority to do anything he wishes, and the other half, like Lindsey Graham, who normally is a Bush supporter, is raising questions. Democrats are nowhere to be seen in any of this. That's the most amazing part about this. As the talk shows unfolded yesterday, and by the way, NBC obviously thinks it's more important to play tennis than it is to talk about world affairs.
It was Wimbledon.
Yes.
It was Wimbledon. The East Coast got Meet the Press. We didn't get Meet the Press because the damn finals, the men's singles finals, started at 6 a.m., so there's no time for Meet the Press. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:13 here on 960 The Quake.
And I must tell you that that little tennis contest was not much of a contest.
No, and Nadal normally beats Federer. I think he was like 4-1 in previous matches.
Wrong surface, though. He can't play on grass.
On grass?
No. He's no good on grass. He needed he needed a drought or something.
But that's four in a row for Federer. Which
yes,
means
four.
He's one away from Bjorn Borg's.
Five.
Yeah, who had five in a row.
Yes. Federer's a good player. No Americans were anywhere to be seen in any of this. They were nowhere to be seen in soccer. They were nowhere to be seen in tennis, either men or women. By the way, some French woman won. On the women's side, first time in 80 years, is 1925, the last time a French female won in that tournament. That is an amazing number. That's almost, you know, like breaking Joe DiMaggio's 56-game consecutive hitting streak.
And her poor French, her French compatriots will never note, will little note her win because of the loss yesterday in the World Cup.
You know, it's always dangerous if you're apparently a World Cup soccer player, because when people, they take their soccer really seriously. And if you recall, I think this guy's going to need some permanent protection against the soccer fans' reaction.
Oh, Zinedine Zidane?
Yeah, he's gonna need, because they now know that in the penalty kicks, he has always been almost perfect in the penalty kicks.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the world.
And the Italians have been the worst in the world on penalty kicks, yet they showed up and did well. So he's got. This could have been.
I got to find out what spurred that. What prompted him? That what was the guy, Materazzi, the Italian who little twisted his little nipple before. Have you seen that whole clip? Comes up and he had a little thing like that, and then Zinedine goes after him, and then he runs ahead of him, and then he had a running jump on the headbutt. It was a good headbutt, actually. I thought it was, when I had heard about it, because I was down at Chavez Ravine, so I had everybody told me what had happened, that I thought he headbutted him in the head, but he headbutted him in the chest, and then, of course, the Italians are so good at flopping. He flopped out of it like he was impaled by a 50 caliber gun or something, and went down on the ground.
And he didn't move till the red hanky came out. When the red hanky came out, he caught it. He jumped up, grabbed
take it like a man.
He shut. They should. But they threw the guy out. I mean, they really threw him out. He was totally exhausted by then anyway. And I assume that we will be talking about this particular World Cup in perpetuity. And every time you talk about it, you will say the headbutt.
Mm-hmm.
You will not talk about the Italians 5-3's penalty kick championships. You will talk about the headbutt. You'll also talk about the outrageous number of unsportsmanlike activities that occurred in this particular World Cup. That is supposed to be a kind of a gentleman's game, so to speak. You know, these crazy Americans are not very prominent in it, and you don't see them punching each other out as they do regularly on the football fields, etc. But all lo and behold, we've got these pristine tea-drinking cats who play this game in these little white outfits, bumping each other around like they're from, you know, the streets of Chicago or someplace. And so it was a good study in character.
On the
this
pitch
time
in
around.
Germany, yes.
Yes, yes.
And the next one's supposed to be in South Africa, and they're not getting their crap together. So it might possibly, there have been rumors that they're going to disperse it. to take it out of South Africa if they don't get their stuff together.
Well, I tell you, I've...
Could come here?
Yes, and if it does, I think that we ought to see if we can get Prada to sponsor the shoes we wear. Because I'm telling you, they did a movie called
The Devil Wears Prada.
That is absolutely... The dialogue had to have been written by the people who write for Jay Leno, or the people who write for Jon Stewart, Man, it is just spectacular. And the woman who plays, you know, the villain, so to speak.
Meryl Streep.
Gives Joan Collins a run for her money. You remember how Joan Collins used to be so horrible and so tough in Dynasty? She blows her away. She's right up here with Marlena Dietrich. She's right up here with Bette Davis. She's right up here with those women who really do the number, the witch.
A villain you love to root for.
Oh, yeah. She's so good, and she's so clever. She knows how to survive in this crazy world.
We're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. It's the Will and Willie Show. Coming up, Jean-Michel Cousteau, who is probably grieving over the French... A disaster yesterday in Germany, but he'll be speaking to us about his latest documentary. Later on, we have Greg Palast, who's going to, I think he's in Mexico. He's going to be talking about the Mexican elections. And, of course, Big Ed Schultz, all here today, Monday, July 10th, 7:19. Keep it real on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Cat.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Streams and downloads of your favorite shows. Go to quakeradio.com.
Brother Bellis in the back. On the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line.
In the hot, hot sun. Obviously, they've been on the peninsula or the East Bay. They certainly aren't in the city or county of San Francisco today because it is froggy out there. It's going to be gray all day, I think.
No. From my vantage point, you have your back to it. But there is clearly a tiny ray of sun that's trying to break through right over this building here across from us on the Embarcadero. I think it's the...
Oh, you're right. There is a tiny
ray
of sun.
You check it out, and it's a tiny ray of sun. And I would personally claim it because it is headed my way. But
yes.
I know that
it's one of those rays of sun that comes out of the grayness and spotlights Willie Brown here.
Superman Returns has already been done. So we can't use that title. But there does appear to be...
Son of Superman.
What is it?
Son of Superman.
Son of Superman. That's the next show, you know, because it turns out that apparently Superman, in this production, Superman and Lois apparently did have a relationship. And over the 7 years we've not seen Superman, there's a little son.
And we don't know if it's his or not.
Well, we kind of know that the kid is blessed with the same skills. Because the kid, I won't give a whole movie away, but when his mother's about to be dispatched by some bad guy, the kid pushes the piano. And the piano goes and crushes and kills the bad guy.
Oh, wow.
And then when Superman is...
So Superman had an illicit affair. Oh, my God, this is an update.
And Superman gets a little upset because he does a kind of a Peeping Tom deal. She's now living with another guy.
Yeah.
And Superman with his super hearing.
Vision.
No, super hearing. He drops in and he listens. And when the guy asks, and she does, I guess, what women do. When they say, well, how about your previous affairs? She wouldn't dare tell him. And he finally said, well, just tell me one thing. Did you love him? And she said, no, I did not. And poor Superman was crushed.
Oh, no.
You should turn the mic off when you don't want to hear something. At least that's my recommendation. Don't put yourself in harm's way. And with that, he flew off. Just took right off, disappeared.
I don't understand how, with your schedule, you're able to see all these movies.
I have no life. Don't you understand
just
that?
This radio show?
I have no life.
This radio
just
show?
The only thing I'm consistent with is this 3 hours. 3 hours. If you're ever looking for Willie, find him at Hotel Vitale between 6:45 or so in the morning and 10:05. After that, he becomes, you know, something that...
The Willie of the Wisp.
He's gone. Yeah. He just disappears.
Around the city.
Disappears. But, yeah, it keeps life relatively interesting.
It's been an interesting weekend for news. I mean, in terms of what we heard about the Russian plane crash, of course. Everybody's attention has been focused on the sports world, what with Wimbledon and the World Cup. And then on Friday, it turns out... that the White House released about 7 more little visits from Jack Abramoff that they previewed. Oh, he's only been here twice. We only saw him once. And then on Friday afternoon, well, suddenly he was there about 7 more times.
Well, you know, it wasn't really the White House who released that. It was the Secret Service. and one of these freedom of information requests, apparently, the kind of thing that, you know, Guardian Bruce Brugman does all the time to everybody. It used to drive him crazy because he'd make the request of me, and I had nothing. I kept no notes. I kept no records. I had nothing in writing. I had no schedule.
Never get you on an email.
I had no schedule either. You know, I only had a schedule going forward. I did not have a schedule who I saw. I actually terminated a couple of people who worked for me.
For keeping records?
Thought I assumed they were going to write a book. I said, I'm writing a book too, but it's better to make the stuff up in the end. Reword it the way you want to reword it. Makes it far more interesting. But the White House did not release that, I don't think, Will. I think it was the Secret Service. And I think the Secret Service unveiled the fact that they had at least seven unreported visits by Mr. Abramoff, and including those that we know about. In addition to those that we know about, they had the Indian casino one in there, you know, where he had that little photograph. But otherwise, they had a whole series of other visits by Mr. Abramoff.
Now, is this a full complement of all of Abramoff's visits, or are these only the ones responding to the suit?
I think these are the only ones responding to the suit. I think that's all this happens to be.
So there could be more dribbles and drabs.
Oh, really? Sure, there could be more. And I don't understand why Mr. Bush doesn't just casually say, of course I know Jack. Jackie, he's been a friend for a long time. He's been a great supporter. He was one of the leading fundraisers. I'm sorry to see him in the current set of circumstances. I'm sorry to see that it's happened to him. But, you know, that's the way it is.
Follow the same advice that Harrison Ford gave James Cromwell as president in that first Tom Clancy movie, where he tells the president, or the president had a friend who was being indicted. And he says, if they ask if he's a friend, say, no, he's not a friend. He's a good friend. They ask if he's a good friend, say, no, he's not a good friend. He's my best friend. So you just keep pushing it one further. Yes, yes, I know him. He's a good friend. We were very close. I am shocked by these allegations.
You know, I've always had the theory that if I know you, I'm going to acknowledge it. And it wasn't just a philosophy. It's just that's just the way I am. Over the weekend, I got a call from the Chronicle. And this guy said, Mr. Mayor, we've been trying to reach you because do you know somebody named Ricardo Ramirez? No, I don't know that name. Well, back in 1995, Mr. Ramirez gave your campaign $2,000, and Mr. Ramirez was fined because he gave it through some surrogate. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, but if all he gave me was $2,000, I'm certain I didn't know it. And I never would know it. I mean, what are you talking about? I raised $4.5 million all across the country, and you think I'm going to focus on somebody who gave that small amount, particularly when you tell me he gave it through other people three or four times downstream? Well, who is this Mr. Ramirez? He said, well, Mr. Ramirez has been selling major products on the public side, bogus cement, bogus concrete.
That story that was in the Chronicle yesterday.
Right. And then they print the story. I mean, it's just awful to have. And so somebody sees me yesterday and says, hey, you think you can get me some of that concrete?
I'm not sure if it's concrete or sand. It looked like it was more sand than concrete.
Yeah, they said bridges. Golden Gate Bridge built on sand.
Oh, my God.
Pac Bell built on sand. Third Street Light Rail built on sand. There's so many kind of things. But we politicians suffer. So Bush would be better off if he just say, Jack and I are almost intimate.
We've shared Laura.
Yes.
Speaking of sharing, we're going to have Jean-Michel Cousteau, the son of Jacques Cousteau, is going to be on our show talking about his PBS series. That's coming right up after the news here.
I wonder if we can get him to go looking for Kenneth Lay.
He sleeps with the fishes.
On 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's do some traffic first, then we'll get to this morning's news. In the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to us by Weatherford BMW, Discovery Bay's got a real mess this morning. This is Highway 4 in both directions at Discovery Bay Boulevard. The cab and a tractor trailer kind of overturned. Part of it's over the embankment. On the freeway, there's a fuel leak. Traffic is severely backed up in both directions. The Old River Bridge, by the way, closed. Estimated time has now been pushed to noon. So around that neighborhood, stay away at all costs. Sig Alert in Hayward, Foothill Boulevard at Maddox. Chemical spill. Traffic backing up onto westbound 580 at that point. We'll keep an eye on that. 101, Belmont, northbound, right before the Ralston-Holly Street off-ramp. Stop and go from Whipple behind a solo crash there. Metering lights are on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza. No real big backup. At Weatherford BMW in Berkeley, buy a 2006 325i for $28,999 plus fees. Special lease and finance options available through BMW Financial Services. Weatherford BMW just off I-80 on Ashby. For details, visit weatherfordbmw.com. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 7:32 on 960 The Quake. Here's what's happening this morning. City Attorney of San Francisco, Dennis Herrera, holds a news conference in about 30 minutes to talk about what he will argue today. Up to 6 hours of oral arguments expected to be heard as the first District Court of Appeal in San Francisco takes up the issue of same-sex marriage. The court has scheduled the marathon session as it hears arguments over 6 lawsuits debating the same-sex marriage constitutionality. A new study says the Port of Oakland is a major financial engine to the Bay Area economy. The study says the port was responsible for more than 28,000 jobs, $2 billion of personal income, and almost $2 billion in business revenue last year. The port estimates for every container that passes through the port, at least $1,000 goes into the local economy. The independent bookstore is fighting for relevance in a world of look-alike chain stores, and to some, regrettably, the chains are winning. A Telegraph Avenue icon closing tonight. Cody's Books has been losing money for years, according to its owner, and they just can't afford to keep the doors open any longer. 6 o'clock tonight, it's all over. The Cody's location on 4th Street in Berkeley and its San Francisco location will stay open. Time to watch gas prices again, having risen some 20 cents in the past few days, as predicted. Oakland and San Jose's average now about $3.20 a gallon, $3.26 in San Francisco, according to AAA. We fired up our price locator tool again to find out where the best deal is where you live. Visit our website at quakeradio.com. Fog is back, and it'll be cooler inland for the next couple of days. 60s on the coast, 70s on the peninsula, North Bay, 70s, 80s, and in the upper 80s in the Far East Bay. Temperatures near 100 there yesterday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Love falling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. And you can download it every morning, too, from QuakeRadio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake. Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And you are with the in crowd because you are here on 960 The Quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on this Monday morning, 7:39 on July 10th, year 2006. And on the phone, I believe that we have Jean-Michel Cousteau, who is going to join us here.
I'm right here.
Mr. Cousteau, thank you for joining us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Thank you very, very much.
You're not taking this call from underneath the water, are you?
I wish I was, and we could do it.
How could we do that? Let me hear exactly how we could do that.
Well, we have equipment which allows us not only to do live programs from underwater, but we can do it also with images, and we've done that in the past. I even had a live program in 1998 from underwater in the Pacific, where I communicated on Microsoft Network, and I had people call me from all over the world, whether it was Canada, Vietnam, Europe, so on, and they were talking to me while I was underwater, and they could see images.
And I take it is your theory and your belief that human beings could ultimately survive for long, extended periods of time and actually have institutions and have a life underwater. Am I correct in that regard?
Well, I think we are land animals. I don't think we're going to be able to move, unlike what I believed when I was a kid, underwater and live there for extensive periods of time. We will, for a long time, be temporary visitors.
And do you see domes or some permanent buildings? Or
you can have structures underwater. It's extremely expensive, and you have to have a reason to do it. But, you know, in the leisure or tourism industry, why not going to spend a weekend underwater? And when you open your window, you see a bunch of fish instead of looking at a parking lot.
Obviously, you've been staying at the same rate at the resort hotels that I've been staying at. We're joined by Jean-Michel Cousteau, who has a new show appearing on PBS this Wednesday, the 12th, and the following Wednesday, on the 19th. What is the name of that show, sir?
It's called Sharks at Risk, and our PBS partner happens to be KQED, right in your backyard.
Oh, right here in San Francisco.
That's right.
What's the storyline?
Well, the story is that we're going to take you to two major locations, one in South Africa and one in South Pacific, and we're going to look at different species of sharks and really put the facts where they need to be. There's over 400 species of sharks, and we are mistreating them. Many of them are being slaughtered, over a million of them every year, to the point where some of those species are literally on the verge of extinction, and most of these fish are killed for their fins to make shark fin soup in mostly Oriental countries, while the carcasses are being dumped back overboard, bleeding to death, and the rest of the planet is starving. It's very unfair, and you know, sharks play a very important role in the environment. They are the scavengers cleaning up the dead, the wounded, the sick, and keeping the ocean healthy. Now, unfortunately, because of this way or this approach, we're seeing these animals disappearing so fast that there is a reason to be very concerned. So we're going to look at the great white sharks, which is protected down in South Africa. We're going to look at the great reef sharks and see and understand how they reproduce and how complicated and slow the process is. They've been around between 200 and 300 million years, and here we are, taking them away at a pace which doesn't allow them to replace themselves as fast as we're taking them away. We're really mismanaging our resources.
Is it all about a superstition that the shark fin actually increases male potency? Is that why the sharks are being slaughtered?
Well, there's probably some of that and other reasons, but it was reserved to very few people in the past. The unfortunate things we're finding out today is that as it has become extremely popular, we realize that as studies have been made now by scientists, that there's a very high level of mercury into these fins. And that may affect us, humans, in more than one way, particularly our nervous system.
And the shark's fin soup is and has been for a while the staple when it comes to a prestigious dinner, particularly in China. I've had the pleasure of at least five occasions for so-called trade visits in which the highest officials in China were participants. And in all the banquets, the shark's fin soup was the number one attraction for everybody. And you say now there may be some threat to humankind by virtue of the mercury content thereof. Is that an issue that's becoming more widely known, and do you intend to discuss it?
Yes, I do. I won't focus just on that during the show, but it's an issue which is now being approached by the scientific community and very much concerned that it will affect the health of people.
Then the whole business of the harvesting of the sharks that's going on, and you say that it is mostly in Asian countries where the conduct is most egregious?
That is correct. I'm talking about the consumption. There's, of course, because there's a lot of money involved, the pound of dry fins can bring to the fisherman as much as $20. So we know money is the reason why this is happening, and there are places around the world where people only fish for sharks and cut their fins, throw the sharks overboard, and dry the fins to get the money. Now, I'm happy to say that through education of the people in charge, the decision makers, we've been able to convince the government of French Polynesia to put a moratorium for 10 years on shark finning down in the South Pacific, which encompasses over 3,000 islands in a huge, huge territory. So at least that area is now being protected.
Tell us exactly where sharks habitate. Where are they in all the waters around the world, all the ocean-based waters around the world? Or are they in one particular area of the globe?
Well, because there's water everywhere, and there are different temperatures, different environments, there are different species. So you will find sharks everywhere in the ocean or the seas of the world, but it's not always the same. And one who has the fear of sharks and has to realize that we are guests there, we are intruding in their world. When we go and swim or surf or sail or scuba dive, why not learning about what species live in that particular area? And once you understand that, then you'll be able to identify the four or five or six species, not all of them live in the same place, that are potentially dangerous. If there is blood in the water, if there's somebody fishing, somebody spearfishing, or bait in the water, or the water is really turbid to the point where the sharks, that species that might be dangerous, could mistake you for a potential prey. Most of the victims, and they're very few, by the way, much less than in bee stings, people who die, and rattlesnake bites, or even people dying in their bathtub every year. But the victims, usually they are bitten. The shark will release the person, and because they made a mistake, and unfortunately, often the people bleed, and sometimes
they die. Yeah, once you've been bitten by a shark, and the shark realizes it made a mistake, the mistake is yours. Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ocean Adventures, new episode premiering here, July 12th on KQED here in the Bay Area, who is a partner of this show. And thank you for talking to us, landlocked people here, and we hope to see more. What is the name of your boat, sir?
We're on two different vessels, and unfortunately, they're no longer Calypso. They are different vessels.
Oh, yeah, we missed the Calypso. I grew up on the Calypso.
Calypso's been retired.
I know you really did, but I grew up on it.
As you depart, would you tell us whether or not, one, you've seen Mr. Gore's movie, and does the global warming have any effect on the species?
Global warming has effect on a lot of species and coral reefs in particular. Yes, I've seen the movie. I've attended two of his presentations, including one which was organized by your mayor in town, who invited mayors from all over the world. And Al Gore made his presentation, and I also have his book.
And that's where I met you.
Oh, so we've met.
Yes.
Did I meet Will or Willie?
Willie Brown. The former mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown.
Oh, Willie Brown. I know Willie Brown, too.
All right.
That's who you know.
Well, thank you very much for joining with us, and we will be watching.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was Jean-Michel Cousteau, who obviously had met Willie Brown and didn't know that's who he was talking to. Coming up, the Burst of Durst here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And we're going to go out with a little shark music.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hey, True Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Yes, today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And here's today's burst of Durst. Now, I'm not sure if anybody knows this, but Star Jones is leaving The View. Ostensibly, one of the reasons why she's leaving is because she doesn't get along with Rosie O'Donnell, who is coming on to the show replacing Meredith Vieira, who is leaving The View to take Katie Couric's place on NBC's Today Show. Meredith also hosts a daytime version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but we don't talk about that. Katie Couric is leaving the Today Show to replace Bob Schieffer as the CBS Evening News anchor, who replaced Dan Rather, who quit after the scandal involving the forged documents alleging that George Bush didn't fulfill his National Guard commitment. So if you think about it, if George Bush had fulfilled his Alabama National Guard service, perhaps he would have found the military to his liking, still be there. And Al Gore would be president. And Al-Qaeda would have never attacked the World Trade Centers. And Kenneth Lay wouldn't have had a heart attack because of stress. And Hillary Clinton might be president of George Washington University. And Dan Rather would still be anchor of the CBS Evening News. And maybe, just maybe, Willie Brown and I wouldn't have this radio show. Besides, Star Jones would still have a job. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
You're fired.
Because everybody's fired on this show.
That sounded like Bob Agnew to me.
What was he doing in here watching us? What was that about?
I don't know. Not only that, he came in with a cappuccino and drank it himself. Which is really unnerving for me. He normally brings them by and drops them off.
sat in a chair for the first segment, stole my sports section again, stole my whole chronicle again.
So, a burst of Durst. Today, discussing the employment and all of the movement that occurs as a result of one little incident.
That's right.
If a guy had, in fact, done his duty that he should have done, and Dan Rather
still have a job.
No, yes, but if Dan Rather could have proven that, in fact, those documents were true, I think everybody agreed he didn't fulfill his duty, but the evidence wasn't there that was being used. I don't think anybody disputes that he didn't do it. He did not do the job.
But isn't that what the story was about? It wasn't about the forged documents.
Oh, yes, it was.
It shouldn't have been about the forged documents.
I know that.
It should have been about whether or not George Bush fulfilled his Alabama National Guard service.
But unfortunately, unfortunately for Dan Rather, they said you can make the allegations, and you're probably accurate, but what you offered as evidence doesn't prove it. And therefore, you are victimized by virtue of it.
Yeah, but the blowback was much bigger than the story.
Yes.
It got him fired.
No question, and I can see it now. Rather, it's going to take Jerry Springer's place. Some word.
Oh, that'd be a funny skit to say in Saturday Night Live, wouldn't it? Dan Rather doing a Jerry Springer thing with the chairs flying around.
It would be fun. It would be fun.
Transvestite prostitute midgets.
But your listing of all of the actions that have taken place.
Isn't that weird?
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And believe me, I think CBS is making a mistake. I love Katie. Believe me, I think she's really fabulous as a communicator. I do think, however, Bob Schieffer has occupied and moved to the level of Walter Cronkite.
I agree.
I think
his ratings are higher than Dan Rather's.
And we all listen to him. He's never explosive.
You trust him. You need somebody like that.
And he's a good journalist. He takes people on when he should and when he should not.
Coming up in the next hour, we have Greg Palast, who's going to talk to us from Mexico. He's looking at the elections over there. A lot of show.
Is Big Ed Schultz coming by at some point today?
I think he's coming.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child. My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
As soon as I saw the explosion, I started yelling to my wife and my two kids to run, run, run.
An explosion and fire brought down a four-story building on the Upper East Side of New York City this morning. Public records show the collapsed building housed a doctor's office on the first floor and residential apartments high up. At least four people are injured. Sherry Miller is a resident of an adjoining building.
Like a bomb. That's exactly what I thought it was. And then I saw the flames.
The city fire commissioner says it appears to have been caused by leaking natural gas. Firefighters are sifting the rubble now for any victims. The head of Russia's security service says Chechen rebel leader Shamil Basayev has been killed. Correspondent Matthew Chance reports Basayev was Russia's most wanted outlaw, believed to be the mastermind behind the 2004 Beslan, Russia school massacre, in which more than 300 people died.
He was apparently killed along with five other what were described as militants as they were preparing for a terrorist act in Ingushetia ahead of the G8 summit, which is to take place in the Russian city of St. Petersburg later this week. Matthew Chance, CNN Moscow.
The defense in the Saddam Hussein trial began closing arguments today without his chief lawyer and several other lawyers. They're boycotting to protest the proceedings. Hussein and his co-defendants are on trial for the deaths of nearly 150 people in the 1980s. Two astronauts are conducting what's scheduled to be a 6.5-hour spacewalk outside the International Space Station right now. They're doing some repairs. Astronaut Michael Fossum says it would be easy just to kick back and enjoy the view.
Looks like it's a beautiful day somewhere out there.
The Massachusetts Supreme Court has ruled that a proposed state constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage can be put on the ballot if approved by the legislature. Massachusetts became the first state to legalize gay marriage. Investment banker Henry Paulson takes the oath of office today to become the next Treasury Secretary. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodruff, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodruff Home and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. Nation, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Time for Quake Traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm John Scott. And this report brought to you by Hornblower Cruises. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Discovery Bay is a mess this morning. Early accident with a big rig and its trailer down, turned over, blocking both lanes of traffic. Severely backed up in both directions. We understand you maybe can squeeze by, but it wouldn't be even worth going by. It's not going to be till noon until they get it cleaned up. Hayward, Foothill Boulevard at Maddox Road. It's closed at intersection due to a chemical spill of hydrochloric acid. Traffic backing up onto westbound 580. The Mac crews don't estimate cleanup done until 11 a.m. On the Bayshore Freeway, 101 northbound through Redwood Shores, it's at the Holly off-ramp. Solo crash was blocking the left lane, just got cleared off. Stop and go from Whipple up to that accident, where it used to be. 80 westbound before Appian Way. Several cars crash, now on the shoulder slope from the Carquinez Bridge. There, metering lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Real backup at the moment. Be the office hero. Win a company holiday party for 20 co-workers by entering Hornblower Cruises and Events. Be the office hero sweepstakes. Simply cruise to hornblower.com for details and discover why Hornblower is always a pleasure. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now it's more Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale. We are here on a Monday morning, second hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Each one of these hours go by so fast. It's amazing.
We got Greg Palast, who's going to join us from Mexico, where he's overseeing the elections. There seems to be a little bit of controversy down there. Mr. Obrador doesn't believe he lost.
When you have 40 million plus votes cast, and you end up losing an election by under 250,000, there's always the distinct possibility that there was something untoward about the course of conduct, particularly when in the first count someone acknowledged that more than 3 million votes were not adequately counted.
Yeah.
Cannot see you not having a recount under the circumstances. But if, like in America, a recount has to be paid for by somebody, and obviously if you're trying to count 40 million votes, and it's a daily pay. You know, you pay every day here, every day, because the day you don't pay, that stops the recount. Or in our case, the Supreme Court, when they want to give the presidency to Bush, stop the recount. And that's just the way it is in this country.
And apparently it's happening in Mexico, too. There have been a lot of guys down there overseeing the election, a lot of international monitors, and they've all said that it seems to be going okay.
Well, I think they're just down there. I don't know how you really oversee an election. If somebody wants to steal an election, watches won't prevent that. Electronically and otherwise, obviously, based on all the information over the last 6 months we've gotten about DeBolt and about the ability to change the software, about how it was done in Florida as a pure unadulterated task.
Disenfranchising voters.
Yes. And as you will recall, last week there was the conversation about how it can be done from afar. You do not have to actually be inside of the voter operation there electronically to get the movement. So being down there to observe, that process was important when it was of concern that people were being barred from actually casting the vote at the polls, or people were being harassed, or people were being singled out, as was the case in Orange County about 15 years or so ago when we sued because some of the more conservative groups, and in this case Republicans, had actually put brown-suited guards in or near the polling places that discouraged people of color being able to vote. We got a judgment against that in Orange County. Observers would be important for those purposes, but I think electronically observers would not. And there's somebody on the telephone from down there now. Will?
Are we speaking to Greg Palast?
You're speaking to Greg Palast, brother.
Palast. Sorry, I keep doing that, buddy.
And what can I tell you? No, I'm down here.
Where are you?
I'm doing I'm special correspondent for Randy Rhodes. I'm following up on our in my book Our Madhouse, which has a lot about the theft of the election. And let me tell you, it's Florida. It's Florida con salsa here, man. let me explain. I'm also covering for BBC TV. Forget the observers. These are a bunch of guys who hang out in the Intercontinental Hotel in Mexico City. This thing was stolen out in the Yucatan. This thing was stolen out in the hills above Acapulco. You're talking there are two dead people it's a fight between a leftist who doesn't like George Bush and George Bush's little Mexican chihuahua named Calderon. And that's what it's about. And George Bush, by the way, has a real hand in this. In fact, for those who don't know me, or you guys know me, is the guy that I think broke the story of the of how thousands of black people were scrubbed off the voter rolls of Florida in 2000.
Right.
They pulled the same game here. And by the way, they got the help from Washington from the same guys, because the guys that scrubbed the voters in Florida that came up with the list in 2000 is a company named ChoicePoint. ChoicePoint stole the election files. All of the election files from Mexico a couple years ago under a contract for the war on terror with the U.S. FBI. It was supposed to be an anti-terror, counterintelligence investigation. The money was used to shoplift the voter files of Venezuela and Mexico. Nothing about terrors. And so you're seeing the same stuff with the scrubs here to begin with. You've got 80,000 people scrubbed in one state here, Tabasco, which is where the leftist is very strong. You had a war, just absolute terror going on around Acapulco, where only 40. The rest of the nation had 70% turnout. Acapulco area had 44% because of gunfire. Again, that was a leftist area. And then they've got this guy won. George Bush's guy supposedly won the election with a majority of only 0.5%. I mean, this is thinner than a tortilla, man. And yet there's a million ballots. He won by less than 250,000 votes, yet there are supposedly a million blank ballots. And it is just like Florida in that they're refusing to open up and count those ballots. So right now, the left candidate goes by the initials ALMO, a guy named Obrador. Obrador is saying, we are going to count the votes. He had the day before yesterday, 500,000 people were in the Central Square. And Wednesday he starts a march, probably 2-3 million people from all the different state capitals marching on the national capital. So he's not doing an Al Gore or John Kerry. This guy's saying, I am not conceding. The election was stolen. I just met him a few minutes ago. He's saying that, you know, basically there, you know, that there's no way he's going to accept this, and they're just going to keep, you know, they're just going to keep marching, suing, whatever they have to do.
So he's not going to go. He's not going to go gently into that good night like our standard bearer here, Al Gore, did.
Yeah, or you know, even Kerry went down even quicker. You know, so it's a very interesting thing to see what happens when someone says, demand, you know, we demand that you count all the votes, have them opened up, because no one trusts. You can't get observers. Believe me, there are no international observers out in the hinterland. There are 113,000 polling stations in Mexico, 113,000 polling stations. We don't have 113,000 international observers. You know, it's not stolen in Mexico City. It's stolen out in the countryside where they just, I mean, I actually have videotapes of guys stuffing ballot boxes that we've filmed. It's raw here, man. It's, but a lot of the same tricks, you know, if you remember the hanging chads and all that, the uncountable votes, and James Baker says the votes have been counted 7 times and the Supreme Court stopped the count. Same thing here where the government is saying, the right-wing government, just Bush's guys, we don't count the votes. In fact, one thing that's got people peeved here is that George Bush already called up and congratulated his buddy, the right-wing candidate, even though the election, I mean, as the left says, the election is not over. In fact, it's not certified until September, and they intend to keep the agitation up until all the votes are counted before September.
Greg, the current administration, Vicente Fox, which of the two candidates would he favor, and therefore which of the two candidates would the government want to be of assistance in pursuit of an honest election?
Well, I don't know if they're pursuing an honest election, but Fox is for the right-wing guy called Calderon is his name. So Fox and Bush are big supporters of Calderon. Now, the thing is here that under the Mexican law, Fox is actually not allowed to campaign for his own party's candidate. Once he's president, he's not allowed to campaign anymore. But
does that mean as a sitting president or as a former president?
As a sitting president right now, until he's replaced, you know, while he's
in office.
Yeah, and even as a former president, current and former presidents must leave politics by law here.
Oh, wow.
And,
one 6-year term, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, the idea is that you're supposed to be above the politics. In fact, so one of the complaints is that they, you know, have all these, he's basically been doing campaigning against the law. But the main thing is the vote count. I mean, but it's very, very interesting to see what happens when the candidate calls out the people and says, you know, they're not counting the votes. So they have big signs all over that says, vota por vota, which means vote count each vote, vote by vote. And it's very simple. It's paper ballots. All you have to do is open them up and take a look, and they still won't do it. So, like I say,
there's no way to force them to do it.
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, the U.S., you know, by the way, you'll love this one, too. The exit polls show the anti-Bush guy winning. And, of course, the official
Obrador.
Yeah, Obrador. And the official vote shows Obrador losing by 0.5%. So we've been there before. The same thing happened in Ohio. The same thing happened in Florida. When the exit polls don't match, that smells like a stolen election. Now, the other thing is that don't forget that in November 2004, after Ohio, the U.S. government said that George Bush said that we would not accept the results in the Ukraine because the exit polls didn't match the official number. You know, which
so that
guys,
when yeah, Yoshenko when yeah,
that's
so,
right. So,
that's why
so,
we called for another election over there in the Ukraine because of the exit polls.
That's right. Richard Lugar, your Republican senator from Indiana, said it's blatant fraud. The exit polls and the official count don't match. You know, it just shows these guys have no sense of irony, man.
We're speaking with Greg Palast. He's down in... And where in Mexico are you?
Well, right now I'm in Mexico City because I just was meeting with the leaders of both parties. Actually.
So you met with Obrador. You're going to meet with Calderon?
Tomorrow I'm going to meet with Calderon and his people because I want his explanation of all these voter shenanigans going on, and I want to know why they won't count the vote. Because here, you know, it's very, like I say, it's fascinating to see what happens when a candidate actually says, "No, I'm not just going to walk. No, you can't just shoplift the election." People voted, count the votes.
Can you call us when you do have that conversation with Mr. Calderon? I've never heard anybody be able to answer the question, why not count the votes?
I've gotten some of these guys. They got one of them. In fact, I ran into one of Calderon's guys at a bar last night. We were trading tequila shots, three-color shots, they call them. You ought to try it sometime.
What's a three-color shot?
Well, it's like tomato juice, lime juice, and then the
tequila.
Third glass of tequila, and you down all three in one shot with lime and salt. I would suggest you not do more than four. Let's put it this way. I was under the bar at three. But anyway,
Palast, are you coming to San Francisco at all? We gonna hang out.
Well, you know, I want to come back. Actually, I appreciate it because you guys are very helpful. You know that Armed Madhouse, my book, was number one in San Francisco. I appreciate that.
And part of it was because you were on our show, actually.
No, only because... No, forget it, man. If it weren't for you... That's it. The rest is a joke. You're the only weapon of mass destruction in the Bay Area. If not for you guys, you know, it'd be totally foxified there. Forget it.
Do you have more time? Because we want to hang on to you and talk to you some more about what's going down there.
A few more minutes, because then I gotta go meet with some of these characters.
All right. Okay. We got Greg Palast on the line, and he's, he's down there in the heart of it all, in the heart of Mexico City, trying to figure out what's going on with their election. It looks like a lot of what went on with our election. And we'll be talking with him again here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads.
You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. We're speaking with Greg Palast. Palast. Man, I keep doing it. I keep doing it. I'm sorry, man. Palast. It's Palast with a T. Yep. And that's how to remember it. He's in Mexico City. He's one of the investigators trying to get to the bottom of the vote for president over there. And it looks a lot like America in 2000 and 2004. And they have American players down there. Choice Point.
Yeah, they got, so they, at the end, those, the Bush's guys under the FBI contract, you know, they got nailed, their warrants, their arrests, so they, so they ended up having to, they said they turned back the list. That doesn't mean that they gave, that Bush gave his copy back. But, you know, so this is just shows you the lengths that George Bush will go to keep his friends. They're panicked that there's like this progressive wave coming up from Latin America. And that it's coming up to the border now in Mexico and may wash over the border. That's their really afraid of. Can you imagine a precedent where someone actually says, we're counting all the votes? You know, it could spread.
It's bad precedent.
It's fascinating to see this stuff happening because it's the same thing that, you know, I don't think people realize, and one thing I have in our madhouse is that there was 3.6 million votes cast and not counted in the 2004 race. 3.5 million votes at ballots. They were like, you know, said that they were unreadable or that they were these provisional ballots. And, you know, no one said boo. Well, here there's 900,000 ballots, about the same proportional amount as the U.S., uncounted. And this guy's in the street saying, count those votes, open those ballots up, I want to see what's in them. And, you know, I think that it would be fascinating if Mexico ends up with a democracy before the United States.
Let me talk to you for a minute about that business of counting ballots. Is there any speculation by any of our observers down there on why the ballots are not being counted?
No, they're just kind of walking away. I mean, one of the problems is that, you know, it's not clear. You got a few of these little observer delegations from here or there, and they hang out in the hotels here, and they go take a look at a couple polling places, and you know they while they're there for 10 minutes, they don't see anything wrong. Well, of course not. And so then they walk away and say it's fine. But like I say, there's over 100,000 voting stations, and you know the numbers don't add up. I mean, it just doesn't work. It's impossible, some of these numbers. Plus, you've got all that. Every time that they open up what they call a packet of ballots, the number is different than the tabulation on the front. So there are groups of each polling station, which is about, you know, 500 votes usually. And you've got we haven't found a tally sheet yet which matches the paper ballots. But officially, I mean, not one. You can't find one that matches. And then it was sucked in, all these tabulations were sucked into a computer, and they have a company, not Diebold down there, they have a company called Hildebrando, which is a relation to the brother-in-law of the candidate. And the number
of Calderon?
Yeah.
Oh,
and, well, you know, I mean, like, why are we laughing? We got the brother of the president who was running the vote in Florida. You know, I mean, like, you can imagine how this looks around the world. You know, so you know, same type of game. And you know, now we have this big problem with provisional ballots in the United States, where they can give you, say, okay, your name's not on the voter roll. Here's this ballot, and we decide whether we count it or not. I mean, we had a million provisional ballots in 2004 tossed in the garbage. You know, 1.1 million votes thrown away. So, you know, it's becoming a big epidemic worldwide, you know, with these kind of See, it used to be we had dictatorships. Now we have these kind of pretend votes going on.
Well, with millions of people that are apparently conscious of what went on in Mexico, or at least suspect what went on in Mexico, and with the losing candidate, in this case the leftist, willing to make it a case, how in the name of heavens will the local will that government be able to get away with denying the right to count the votes when millions of people are in the streets demanding it?
Well, that'll be very good. It'll be very good to see. I mean, one thing I'll say about this guy, he's very, very concerned that it doesn't turn into violence. He doesn't want a civil war here. In fact, he canceled a couple demonstrations that he thought were at times when it might lead to violence. So, he, you know, so the question is, can he just keep the keep it on the boil to overturn it? There's a lot of there's one more tribunal, which is very close to the government, but they're getting very nervous. There is actually, with this guy forcing the issue, they may actually nullify the election. May get annulled.
And start over?
Yep, revote it.
Oh, my. Well, that's what happened to the Ukraine. We're speaking with Greg Palast here on 960 The Quake. He's down in Mexico City. He's covering this for Randy Rhodes,
yep.
our sister on our sister of freedom here, our freedom fighter. She's later on on The Quake, I think from 4 to 8.
That's right.
Here in San Francisco. And Greg also writes for Harper's. He's covering this for the BBC TV. His latest book is Armed Madhouse, which we spoke to him about earlier. And he also had a book called The Best Democracy That Money Can Buy. And it looks like it's starting to happen again.
In pesos.
Yeah.
No, it's not telling you. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that our guys are going to start learning some tricks from south of the border here. Especially in the vote tabulations, it's quite creepy.
I love the fact that
game, but especially the non-vote. But we have the ballot stuffing. But of course, you know, this blockade thing of also harassing voters is very big down here.
Do you have footage of that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you have footage of that?
We don't have footage. Well, we have. We don't want to get too close. There's two dead bodies already. They shoot people. Once you get out of the cab, you know, that's one of the other things about the observers and the journalists is that there's certain areas, you know, that people are literally afraid to go into. But we know that the vote now has been down to less, has been cut by a third in the areas where there's violence, which is all the left areas. And so that's another a big major voter suppression tactic. There seems to be some type of, narco gangs, narcotics gangs fighting over the turf near Acapulco, and it just seemed to explode on election day, which is very suspicious.
Now, here in the States, of course, the state of Georgia, a judge issued a restraining order blocking the voter ID law there, saying that requiring photos as proof of identity is an unconstitutional burden. I wonder how long that's going to last.
Well, I got to tell you, they started that voter ID business here, and once again, what it's doing is they're using it to keep people from voting. People have their cards, but the more information they have on them, they're finding that their names are missing from the voter rolls. The same type of scrub we saw in Florida, and we saw some of that in Ohio and New Mexico. And Texas, actually, in the last election. So, I mean, you're still looking at that problem there. You're still looking at it here. The more pieces of paper that you have, you know, after all, the United States has run very clean elections. We don't have cases of voter identity theft. This is why, supposedly, you're supposed to have a card, right? Illegal aliens can vote or people can steal your identity. I've asked the attorney generals of a half dozen states to show me a single case in which you've busted someone for voter identity theft. Just one case. We know that 300,000 people were denied the right to vote in the last presidential election because of so-called wrong ID. And by the way, almost all of those were Hispanics, just so you know. All right? Now they're cranking that up to deny the Hispanic vote again, and no one could show me that this is supposed to be to prevent a crime that doesn't exist. People do not, commit the felony crime of, they might steal your ID to buy a stereo, But that could steal your ID to vote.
To go vote.
You know, I mean, especially because you show up with someone's false ID. That's a good way to get your hiney busted.
It's hard enough to get people to vote. Now they're stealing IDs to vote. Greg, thank you so much for joining us here on 960 The Quake.
Hey,
good luck down there. Have another tricolor drink or two and teach me how to do it when you come up here to San Francisco. We hope to see you soon.
Okay.
All
take
right.
It easy, guys.
And call us after you talk to Calderon.
I will. Okay,
right.
Bye.
That was Greg Palast, and he's down there in Mexico City covering the election, covering the recount, and possibly covering the re-vote. We got a great lineup coming up. We got Big Ed Schultz coming up later on. We got What Will Willie Do? It's all here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
8:31 on 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Check local headlines in just a moment after we take care of the freeways. Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Here's what's happening. Hayward, Foothill Boulevard and Maddox Road. There was a chemical spill of hydrochloric acid. It cleaned the neighborhood out. Estimated time to get it fixed, 11 a.m. Real mess in Discovery Bay all morning long. This happened well before most of us even got up. Four in both directions at Discovery Bay Boulevard. Overturned big rig. Fuel leaking, and it's a mess. They should have it mopped up by noon. Petaluma, 101 southbound after Petaluma Boulevard. Big rig crash. Right lane blocked. You're slow from 116 up to that. Car on fire on the Flax section of the San Mateo Bridge westbound. Two cars in the right lane. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And not a real big backup at the moment. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head. The Toyota Highlander Hybrid with an EPA estimated 33 miles per gallon in the city and 80% fewer emissions, too. It's more of what you want in an SUV and less of what you don't. Highlander Hybrid. Better mileage is just the beginning. Remember, you can check real-time traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake at 8:33. The First District Court of Appeal in San Francisco will hear many cases on same-sex marriage today, starting at 9 o'clock. The court will hear about 6 hours of arguments. One of the cases in support is brought by the city of San Francisco, making the case that only a man and woman can get married discriminates folks on the basis of their orientation. There are two cases from conservatives as well, making the claim that children are wrecked if they have two moms or two dads. City Attorney Dennis Herrera held a press conference at 8 o'clock this morning, and he said he will vigorously defend the city's position on same-sex marriage. Time to watch gas prices again, having risen some 20 cents in the past few days as predicted. Oakland and San Jose now $3.20 a gallon. They were at $3 a gallon just last week. $3.26 current average in San Francisco, according to AAA. We fired up our price locator tool again to find out where the cheapest gas is in your neighborhood. Just go to quakeradio.com. A Telegraph Avenue icon is closing tonight. Cody's Books. Been losing money for years on the avenue, according to its owner. Can't afford to keep its doors open any longer. So at 6 o'clock tonight, they shut it down. The Cody's location on 4th Street in Berkeley and its San Francisco location will stay open. The days of the plastic cards and the A, B, and C boarding may be gone at Southwest Airlines. Today, they will start testing assigned seats. On some flights out of San Diego's airport, passengers will be assigned seats on about 200 flights, and the program is expected to last several weeks. They'll see how it works out and decide if they want to keep that a permanent policy. Security is being beefed up at the north approach to the Golden Gate Bridge. Officials say hydraulic gates and fencing are being installed under the bridge's north approach. Quake weather today, fog back on the coast and cooler inland too. No warmer than the upper 80s as opposed to near 100, which places like Antioch and Concord and Livermore saw yesterday. 70s on the peninsula, 70s and 80s in the North Bay. Today's high in San Francisco, 63. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst. And on Monday, we got a heck of a show here on Keep It Real.
On a Monday morning here on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street at the Hotel Vitale. You got Willie Brown and I, Will Durst. Or is it and me, Will Durst? It's the two of us. Anyhow, we're here. And we're in the lobby and we're joined by a couple of people who are drinking coffee with us here on 960 The Quake. And it's you on this dreary, it's still dreary, even though for that one ray of sunshine has disappeared.
No, it isn't. It's still there. It's coming. It's moving.
It's been a half an hour. It still hasn't burned off any of the fog.
It takes the sun a long time to warm up. I saw Superman return. It takes it longer than you think to warm up and for us to get the message. And besides, you know, we got some visitors up there blocking out the sun, the Columbus spaceships up there.
Oh, and they had a walk. They walked in space.
They are walking as we speak.
They are
repairing something that occurred as they were in liftoff and flying in. And they've already been certified as safe to return. Can you imagine? You're one of those astronauts and you're waiting for clearance.
That's good news.
Whether or not your ride home is safe.
Yeah, we have a problem.
Yes, it's a one-way trip.
Oh, no, I have a date. I got to get back. I got to be back there by Thursday or whatever date it is. If not, I didn't pay my bills before I left. Is there anybody I can call to ask them to the cover for me?
I'm sure Bank of America can do a little transaction for me.
What a marvelous thing, though. Can you imagine on your resume you put down that you were, and it could be proven, that you were an astronaut, that you actually went out to the space station, or you actually walked in space, or you actually walked on the moon. Just think, Neil Armstrong could run for governor of whatever state he's in.
That's still first on his resume. You know, it's top of the resume. First man on the moon. That's got to be it. I don't care if he was a U.S. senator.
And John Glenn parlayed it into a U.S. Senate chip, but he couldn't get the presidency out of it. And he walked twice. He went there twice. He went up when he was a young man, and he went up when he was not as young.
Oh, he was an astronaut, yeah, when he was, what, 70? 75?
74, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. And he had quit the U.S. Senate. And I think it's the last time a Democrat ran the U.S. senatorship in Ohio. I wonder why he quit the U.S. Senate. No one ever said. No one ever said for sure. But
was
he
it was health?
And I don't think so. I think that he just came to the end of the rainbow in terms of time spent. In this business of politics, you sometimes do come to the end of the rainbow.
I don't think Rick Santorum has seen the end of the rainbow, though.
You're red by the lips.
I don't think he's looking for the pot of gold under...
Well, you know, he got elected to the U.S. Senate at 36 years of age.
Right. He was part of that 1994 wave.
And he's been there now, and he's almost 48, and he is seeking permission by the voters of the great state of Pennsylvania to be allowed to go back one more time. However, his record is replete with mediocrity. He's never, although he's the third highest-ranking
Republican in the Senate,
he has absolutely nothing to show for it. And so he has gone and through the tried and true tested method by which you get elected, and that is to be personable and to be a ward healer, to be an immediate guy who responds and is an advocate on behalf of the people in the district. And so he's published this booklet, 50 Things You Don't Know About Rick Santorum. Now, you got to know that probably half of them are of questionable accuracy, if not more. But nevertheless...
One of them's got colon cancer in it, right?
Yes.
And
one of them has...
started a test?
No, that he secured the money for to do research in his district or treatment in the Medicaid program involving colon cancer. And then he has a whole other series, like the potholes on 33rd Street near near Pennsylvania
More
Avenue.
Specific.
Yes. He fixed that pothole, and he wishes to be credited with having fixed that pothole. He's also doing the Willie Brown bit. He's doing 10 events per day now. Everywhere there are two people, he is a third. He breaks the tie between the two people that are there, all with the interest of trying to be Mr. Personality, period.
Go back to his roots.
And not let people know how he is considered one of the least intellectually gifted persons in the halls of the legislature.
Well, that was such a delicate way of putting it, that he's stupid.
That
you didn't want to say stupid.
That by comparison, do you note that you don't ever hear him linked in any vein with Arlen Specter? Specter is the other senator from that state,
yeah,
and has always been like one of the luminaries. Speaking of luminaries, and as an aside, and I don't want to get away from Santorum, but Orrin Hatch over the weekend has been discovered as the guy who sprang Austin out of jail in Dubai for possessing cocaine. And Orrin Hatch claims he's into recorded music. He is a singer, and he's been trying to get an album going. This guy is a record producer, although a hip-hop record producer. I can now see it now. Hatch is going to change his name, you know, to...
Grandmaster Hatch.
A baby chick. Hatch. Either way, and I can see...
Crosshatch.
Yes. Austin is the producer of the new blockbuster of a hit.
Who travels with a gram of cocaine to Dubai? Why would you go... Now, this was for Naomi Campbell's birthday, right?
That is correct. to which I did get invited.
You did?
I did not.
Oh, you did not?
Ordinarily, I get invited to Naomi Campbell's events, but for some reason, I wasn't on this guest list. Maybe she can't find me. You remember when she was here in San Francisco? We had a ball together here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. She's good company. And then we were off in Rome about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, for the Quincy Jones event.
And you didn't get invited to Dubai?
I don't understand. Maybe, I don't know. You know, she's had some trouble with the law, too. So maybe she only invited law violators to this event. But this guy got popped. And I think only that guy, that Spinks. You remember Leon Spinks?
Oh, yeah.
You remember he was a champion for about a minute?
Yeah, he beat up Muhammad Ali.
Yes, but he was, broke the jaw. Got the jaw. That was a jawbreak fight of Muhammad Ali. And he got busted for having, I think, like $90 worth of cocaine. And somebody asked the question, how does a cop discover $90 worth of cocaine? The cat said the cocaine dealer turned him in. He bought so little. That's who tells on somebody who does that.
Busted for less than a gram.
But can you imagine traveling on an international flight with that kind of stuff in your possession?
No, you do it all in the bathroom before you land.
Oh, my God. You do something with it. I don't know what you do with it. But you certainly don't carry it.
Not to a country where there's a lifetime imprisonment for trafficking.
Oh, my God. But Orrin Hatch stepped in. I'm sure Rick Santorum would have done the same thing in this re-election year.
Now, what is the connection to Lionel Richie here?
Well, Lionel Richie, this guy connection. Austin, Dallas Austin, is a
great name.
But
which is like being named Fresno Sacramento here.
It's actually two last names.
Dallas Austin.
It's like Wilkes Bashford. That's two last names.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only other name I know that's equally as colorful and as beautiful, but for other reasons, Lorenzo Patroni. Can you imagine you had that name? Lorenzo, my friend who owns Raw 3 Restaurant, his name is Lorenzo Patroni.
That is very a nice
fabulous thing. That's why I've always done Guglielmo Brownini.
Guillermo.
Now, on the other hand, Rick Santorum is a pretty groovy name. Just think about that.
Maybe Richard.
But
we should just call him Dick.
It sounds like.
From now on, we're going to call him Dick Santorum.
Dick.
Can we do this?
We can, if we chose to. But his opponent is a guy named Casey, a good stand-up Irish
Casey Jr.
That's right. Bob Casey Jr., who doesn't need to reinvent himself, doesn't want to be known as Mr. Pothole.
And Santorum is blaming that his low poll numbers are because everybody in Pennsylvania thinks that Casey is his dad.
And Casey is not disabusing him of that.
Why would he?
He is his dad. Superman Returns is, in fact, a reincarnation of his father. See how all these things get connected on this Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
And
right
we
here
are keeping
on
it real.
960 The Quick.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Home and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
There's too much crap on the radio, but if you want real solutions for real people, listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Bill Press, and that's no BS.
What would Willie do? Every morning this time, we ask the mayor a question. And he gives us an unrehearsed answer. And today's What Would Willie Do is brought to you by the celebration in North Beach yesterday by the people of Italy. Okay, here's what I got for What Would Willie Do. According to our correspondent, Greg Pallast, down in Old Mexico, there appears to be a few discrepancies between the reported results in the presidential election and the actual vote. Now, let's say you are Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. What do you do to guarantee a fair count? Not your eventual election or victory, but just a fair count.
Well, let me tell you, I think that the candidate is doing exactly what he should do under the circumstances. I don't know enough about the laws of Mexico, particularly as they relate to the election and the election process, but he must place a light on every step of that process, particularly that which rational people would observe as being of questionable veracity and of questionable integrity. The reference made to a report on the front page cover of a packet of votes that says 28-10, and on the inside there are 326 votes, and you've only reported 38 all total, where the packet on the front and the report doesn't match the inside. Those are incredibly alarming realities that even the Bushites cannot afford to ignore. In addition thereto, if what occurred in the Ukraine is any example of what outside pressure can cause a particular nation to do, the nations of the world must be alarmed, particularly those who have anything to do with the accuracy and vote counts. if the French and the English and the Russians and others can be energized to make an inquiry, if our friend Jimmy Carter can go down and bring the moral authority of what he always carries with him wherever he goes as an ex-president, if Bill Clinton can be energized to take a look, if Al Gore can come down and take a look, a combination of all those attention getters and that spotlight may cause and force a new election to take place with greater guidelines, stricter guidelines, better observers, a mandatory observer at each one of the get-off points for voting purposes, and the net result will be whatever the results are. It will, however, be a fair election. I think that's what the current person who occupies the left's position and who lost by under a quarter of a million votes, I think that's his role. If democracy is to flourish in Mexico, he is going to have to make that happen, even if it means he will never be the president. That's what Willie would do.
Wow. So you would just make sure that every step was lit, so they would know in advance where they were going to go. He would say, we need to do this, and then point out where it was and what it meant to do.
If this country, the USA, is really committed to the idea of spreading democracy around the world, then they ought to start just about 90 miles or less off the San Diego County line to address the issue and to address it effectively. I think that would be the best demonstration of friendship the good old USA could give to Mexico.
If we're going to export democracy, the best place to start.
And believe me, we do have the tools to do that. I'm telling you, a delegation headed by Jimmy Carter with both old man Bush and the current glamour ex-president Clinton, a part of such a delegation, my guess is that that would do more to enhance the U.S.'s position with the other neighbors, our other neighbors in South America, and Central America, than anything else we can do.
Sort of
you notice we haven't heard yet from Cuba on this issue. We haven't heard from Chavez on this issue. We haven't heard from the president of Bolivia on this issue. We haven't heard from any of those nations. Not because they haven't said something, but because our press have not printed it. My guess is we're going to have to start printing it.
And that's what Willie would do. That's what would Willie do? It is a daily feature here at 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We got a great show coming up. We got Big Ed Schultz is going to join us at the top of the hour. We got news, traffic, weather. We got all sorts of things happening. And later on, the joke of the day, all here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQ.